This message is given in the name of Jesus, our Lord and Savior. Amen. When my family and I used to live in St. Louis, we enjoyed taking in many of the free attractions open to the public in that area. There was the world famous St. Louis Zoo, of course. There was also the Science Center, as well as Grant's Farm. But I especially remember the time our family visited the Art Museum. During this particular visit, the Art Museum had a special display from Egypt. And it was very interesting, too. Sadly, our family was not able to look at this Egyptian exhibit for very long, though. You see, Christiana was actually quite young at that time, and she was scared of the mummies. You see, she had once heard a story about a mummy coming back to life and attacking people. You've probably heard similar stories. In fact, I believe that years ago there was even a movie entitled The Curse of the Mummy. Now, this story was about a group of archaeologists in Egypt who entered the tomb of a person who had been mummified for centuries. However, they had been warned by the local people not to enter the tomb. Why? Because there was a curse. Anyone who dared enter the tomb of the mummy would suffer his curse. But that didn't stop the archaeologists. They went into the tomb anyway. And of course, you know what happens. In this movie, the mummy comes back to life and takes revenge on the archaeologists who entered his tomb. Now, we all should know that such stories about mummies attacking people are ridiculous nonsense. Why? Because mummies are simply people whose bodies have been dead for hundreds of years. In fact, if you ever have seen a real mummy, you will understand why no mummy is ever going to harm you. Mummies are dead as dead can be, and there's nothing any mummy can do about it. In fact, when I looked at those mummies in the museum exhibit, I was reminded that death is something we all must face. No matter how well we take care of our bodies in this life, we must still face death. And no matter how well we preserve our bodies after they're dead, even if we show as much care and concern as the Egyptians did for their bodies, nevertheless, there's still nothing we can do to bring our bodies back to life once they're dead. The words we heard at our Ash Wednesday service are true. Dust you are, and unto dust you shall return. Those words remind us why there is no such thing as the curse of the mummy, because there's no way that mummies can come back to life once they're dead, just as there's no way we can give ourselves life once we're dead. In fact, why do we die in the first place? Because we are cursed. You see, we all suffer from what is called the curse of the law. What is this curse of the law? Well, as we learned during my Lenten sermons on the Ten Commandments, the law is one way of speaking of God's will for our lives as defined by the Ten Commandments. We also learned that we all have rebelled against God's Ten Commandments by the evil things that we do and by the good things that we fail to do. And what is the consequence for our rebellion? Well, listen to what the Apostle Paul writes at the end of Romans chapter 6. He says, simply, the wages of sin is death. Did you hear that? The curse of the law means that those who break God's Ten Commandments must die. Now, it all started in the Garden of Eden. God said to Adam, don't eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, because the day you eat of it, you will die. and you know the rest of the story. They ignored God's command, they believed the devil's lie, they ate the forbidden fruit, and they died that day, just as God said. Wait a minute, some of you might say. I've read Genesis chapter 3, and you know, Pastor, Adam and Eve did not die that day. In fact, they went on to live for hundreds of years. Was God wrong when he said that they would die that day? No, he wasn't. You see, the curse of the law is not primarily about physical death, although that's part of the curse too. You see, the point is that physical death is really temporary. It's not the death we should really be worried about. If you read the Bible carefully, you find out that it teaches that God will bring all people back to life when Christ returns. That means those mummies in that museum exhibit will be resurrected on the final day along with us. Therefore, physical death, although unpleasant, is not the real death that should concern us. The real death we should be concerned about is spiritual. You see, Adam and Eve did die that day when they turned their backs on God, because they no longer loved God. They no longer trusted God. They became God's enemies. They died spiritually. This all happened because the devil tempted Adam and Eve to declare their independence from God. The devil told them that they could be on their own, that they could be their own gods and decide for themselves what is good and what is evil. And it's this lie that led Adam and Eve to turn from God and then die spiritually. And my friends, this has also resulted in our spiritual death. You see, the Bible teaches that all people descended from Adam and Eve are spiritually dead. We are by nature God's enemies. That means we do not love Him and we do not trust Him. In fact, one of the reasons God allows us to die physically is to get our attention. Human beings were meant to live forever in God's love. The fact that we grow old and die or get sick and die reminds us that there's something wrong with the world. Ultimately, there's something wrong with us. Physical death is God's way of getting our attention. My friends, God wants us to remember that He is the one who tells us what is good and evil. But sadly, we have our own desires and our own ideas about what is right and what is wrong. If you're like me, you eat forbidden fruit every single day, multiple times. We deserve to spend eternity separated from God's love. But my friends, God doesn't want this to happen to us. That's why God does all He can to get our attention, so that we will recognize that we need His help. God allows us to suffer and eventually face physical death so that we will learn we are not in control. We can't save ourselves from physical death, and even more, we can't save ourselves from the eternal hell that we deserve. That is the curse of the law. We are doomed, and we cannot do anything about it. Listen again to what Paul said in our reading from Galatians. He said, "Cursed is everyone who does not continue to do everything written in the book of the law." The book of the law describes what a perfect human life ought to be like. But if you sin against the law just once, you show that you are a lawbreaker and an enemy of God. Therefore, the law curses every single one of us, because I don't know about you, but I've sinned against the law a whole lot more than just once. But according to God's word, once is enough. If we have rebelled against God's will, and we all have, we not only deserve physical death, but also eternal spiritual death. My friends, by now it should be obvious. We need a Savior. And that's why tonight is called Good Friday. Tonight we hear from God's Word that He has done something about the curse of the law. The good news of Good Friday is that we have been rescued from the curse that we deserve. And how did God accomplish that? Amazingly, God sent His own Son into the world to take our curse upon Himself. Jesus took the curse of the law upon Himself so that we might be forgiven and have new life as God's children, now and for all eternity. Now you know how much God loves you. Some of you may have seen Mel Gibson's movie, The Passion of the Christ, which came out a couple years ago. If you did see that movie, then you know how much physical anguish Jesus endured for you. But guess what? The physical suffering and death was nothing compared to the spiritual suffering and death that Jesus endured for you. You see, Scripture says that Jesus carried the sin of all people to the cross. During Christ's suffering and death, He was rejected by His Father and separated from His love. In fact, in a way that we cannot even begin to comprehend, Jesus suffered the horror of eternal hell while He was on that cross for those 3 hours. We can't even begin to imagine the spiritual pain that Jesus endured. And He did that for you. But when Jesus' work on the cross was finished, He gave up His spirit and He died. He died physically. You see, after Jesus' spiritual suffering was over, He could then face physical death without fear. Why? Because the curse of the law had been broken, death had been defeated, and because of Jesus, we are now reconciled to God. My friends, Christ has rescued you from the curse of the law by taking your curse upon Himself. God doesn't want anyone to go to hell. Sadly, the only people who will end up in hell are those who deny their sin and trust in themselves. Those who refuse to repent and believe, sadly, must remain under the curse of the law from which there is no escape. But the good news is that when God uses His Word to give us repentance and faith in His Son, we are then free from sin and also free from death and have certain hope. Because of Jesus' death for us, we are now free to run into God's arms of love and discover the peace and the joy that comes from submission to His gracious will for our lives. God's love will move us to obey Him in this life and also look forward to living forever with Him in eternity. So, my friends, if you ever have a chance to see a real mummy, I want you to remember the curse of the law. We all must die. But even more, I want you to remember that Jesus has broken the curse of the law. That means that even though your body will die and turn to dust in the ground, you will live again. When Christ returns, you will be resurrected and given a perfect body, a body without sin, a body without death. And you will live forever in the new creation God will give us on that day. You will live forever basking in God's love for all eternity. With that good news in mind, I want to leave you with these words of God from the end of Romans chapter 6. You've already heard half of it, but listen closely to the other half, because that's the good news. At the end of Romans 6, Paul writes, "The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord." Amen. In a moment, we'll have the offerings, but before we do that, please share the peace of the Lord with your neighbor.